You're listening to SBS News.
The COVID-19 pandemic created disruptions not seen for about 100 years. Plans were put on hold, cities were locked down, and borders slammed shut, all as nations around the globe tried to manage their overrun health systems. The world's resources were redirected to deal with the pandemic, but that came at a cost. Executive Director of the Global Fund, Peter Sands, says the infectious diseases that used to be known as the Big Three took a step backwards.
COVID-19 had a pretty devastating impact on the fight against HIV, TB and malaria. For the last two decades, we've made huge progress in reducing deaths and infections from these three diseases. But in 2020, for the first time in the history of the Global Fund, we saw reversals across all three diseases.
HIV notifications decreased globally during the pandemic, but rose in the Asia-Pacific region for the first time in a decade. A record 260,000 new cases were reported there between 2020 and 2021. Malaria was on the rise globally in the first year of the pandemic too, with cases up by 14 million and deaths up by 69,000 in 2020. But it's tuberculosis experts are most worried about. Cases actually fell by 130,000 in 2020, but the Global Fund says 1 million fewer people accessed treatment, and the Asia-Pacific developed the highest case burden, making up 61% of all infections. Mr. Sands says that was a direct consequence of the COVID-19 pandemic, with many of the staff and infrastructure used to test for and treat tuberculosis redirected.
What we saw in 2020 is a repurposing of TB capabilities to respond to the pandemic, which is completely understandable, but it did have the consequence of a very sharp drop in TB testing and the enrollment of people on treatment. With those people not being diagnosed and treated, they are therefore likely to be infecting other people.
Before the pandemic, instances of all three diseases were declining. Mr. Sands is asking for Australia's help to get back on track, requesting the government almost double its funding to the Global Fund to $450 million over the next 3 years. Some of the nation's leading infectious disease experts are backing him, including Burnet Institute Director Professor Brendan Crabb.
Tuberculosis in particular almost belongs here. This is the epicentre of the world's TB problem. We obviously also have a lot of malaria in the region. So we have a particular responsibility here in Australia and in countries around us to try to tackle this, you know, most insidious, largely invisible disease. I think many people watching this would think, you know, TB, is it still a problem? Well, it's actually the world's biggest health problem. I think Australia needs to see this as an investment in a healthy and more stable and wealthier region, not just as a cost and as a nice thing to do. It is the right moral thing to do, but it's one of the most important investments this country can make.
The group is set to meet Foreign Minister Penny Wong later this week. They're hoping to secure $26 billion globally by next month, which they say could save 20 million lives over the next 3 years. Professor Crabb says the alternative is not good.
The world's at a pivotal moment. For the first time in 65 years, we are seeing life expectancy decline right throughout the world. Nearly seen a two-year decline after 65 years of increase. We simply can't let that continue. It's a binary thing. We either go into free fall or we turn it around. There is no stasis. I think we've learnt that through COVID. You're either going up or you're going down. And there's no magic way to do it. You have to do the hard yards. The Global Fund is the major agency in the world to tackle these three diseases. And we've just got to get behind them and support them fully.
Claudia Farhart, SBS News.